What up, jabroniacs? You're hearing the voice of Nasty Newman, not Dan Black. Why is that, you might ask? That's because over the last 2 weeks, I've been perched in the rafters of UCB, and I've just descended via high-tension wire to the squared room that this is recorded in, and I've taken over the show. This is no longer Comedians of Wrestling. This is How About It's of Wrestling, featuring Nasty Newman and my guest, Phil the Elite Del Costello.
How about it? How about it?
That is goddamn right. Now,
how about it?
I took over this podcast for one reason.
Yeah.
Dan is out of town. Mm-hmm. Second reason is because I got to take it back. I got to take the podcast back from the absolute jabroniville of the Facebook group.
It is neck deep.
Talking to you, fuckers.
Oof. Off to a strong start.
You got it. Look, if you're not part of the Facebook group, you got to become part of the Facebook group. If only to be surrounded by garbage opinions like Radiohead sucks.
Ugh.
Garbage opinions like Samoa Joe isn't good.
How about it?
Garbage opinions like what my favorite seltzer water is.
How about it?
By the way, I have a favorite type of paper. It's loose leaf, college ruled, while we're having favorite boring things.
Yeah, jump on those hot takes.
Speaking of the group, I encouraged people to cash in this week. It's a little weird to me. We have almost 200 listeners, or 200 people in the group, rather. We have thousands, hundreds of thousands of
hundreds
listeners.
Hundreds of thousands. It's an immeasurable number at this
Can't
point.
Measure it. Don't begin to. But we only have a couple of cash-ins a week.
Yeah.
That touches on just the overall jabroni nature of this group.
It really does.
Guys, step it up. I've been posting in there constantly, trying to get the level of quality of the posts up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only one man. I can only do so much. I can only bring hot takes.
Yeah.
I need everyone else to stop being so shitty at being in a Facebook group.
The worst.
The worst. I mean, you're already, as wrestling fans, at the bottom of the rung as far as it goes for, like, acceptable behavior.
It's pretty bad.
Do it better, okay? To cash in, the phone number is 316, sound of glass breaking, 530-2429. That's 316, sound of glass breaking, 530-2429. So yeah, I'm sorry. I started off on a little bit of a negative light.
That's allowed.
I'm a negative guy. I'm a pessimist, I think, naturally.
Philadelphia, PA.
Philadelphia, PA. How about it? So this week, we're going to do something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Raw. We're going to talk about sports entertainment for all the entertainment marks in the Facebook group. They like the drama, they like the soap operas, they like the acting.
They really do.
But do they like the wrestling? Do they like the art of wrestling? Because if they do, they're watching NXT.
Absolutely.
So we're going to focus on NXT a little bit.
Best product out there.
Best product on the internet.
Sure.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Phil?
I'm doing great. I had a great day today. I caught up on some Raw for everybody so we can deliver those hot takes. But
good.
I also did a little NXT digging around, and I'm really enjoying what's going on. They kind of like felt like they were going to dip for a bit, and then they just like jumped right back up, and it's so great again.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's sort of the thing, right? Like, I think because you and I have talked about this in NXT, we keep expecting, like, oh, they take people go up.
Yeah.
And they go, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
And it seems like this, like, three times now.
Yeah.
Where they somehow manage to, like, have the depth to keep it interesting.
Yeah. It's like the brain drain doesn't sink in for too long, and they just
right
back to the top. And guys like step up, and girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. It's truly, like, that's organic wrestling. TV.
Right.
That's an organic wrestling show, like how it works and how they cut out a lot of the stuff that just wastes time. And they get a lot more done in an hour a week than you know, the other shows do
right.
in 3 years or two.
Yeah. And I mean, and Dan's made this point, and I kind of agree with him. There are some things, there is some element of like how only having like 400 people to deal with in
sure.
the audience.
Yeah.
So certain gimmicks are going to get over where they wouldn't.
It's a smarter crowd.
Right. It's a little, it's a, yeah, it's a smarter crowd. But yeah, no, I think let's just start with Raw.
Yeah.
Get the bullshit out of the way.
Yeah.
So we can go on to the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched the Hulu versions. I didn't get the full 3 hour effect. Mm-hmm. So I missed, I know that Enzo cut like a fucking 11 minute promo on something. I guess his breakup with Big Cass.
Yeah.
Big Cass, he doesn't have it. He has the physical size, obviously.
Yeah.
But every time he cuts a promo, when he finishes a sentence, you see his face reset.
Right.
Like he, like, all of the emotion that he had disappears.
Yeah.
And then he has to start from zero again.
Like, that part's done. Page two.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he does do that. I will say, even in the short time that he's been this version of him, or, you know, however you want to put it, from what I've seen, he looks looser. I don't. Mm-hmm. So I feel like maybe he's getting there. Like
right.
he's starting to go up. But it is like it's still like he's still in his head, and he doesn't need to be, because he, like the last week's Raw, he just was just like everybody sucks but me. Like
right.
and he did it pretty good, and it was. I don't know. I felt like it was a little ballsy of them to put him out there because I thought he was going to start choking.
Right.
Like when Ryback would just like freeze and just
feed me more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so he's going to feud with Big Show? Nobody really cares about that, right?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they're going to get like another. I think Dan touched on it. Like they're going to get another like athletic big man match
right.
happening. Who knows?
Right.
Maybe they're going to retire him, Big Show. SummerSlam?
Oh, maybe. I know he hates. I read that he hates being on TV.
Yeah,
like because he's like he shows up for a whole night. And they use him for a minute.
Yeah,
and he's like, I could have been doing anything else.
And then he gets back on his bus,
right?
And plays Destiny on the road. Yeah, that's
right.
Like he doesn't fly.
Right. Oh, yeah. Really? Oh, he. How could he? Right.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I think part of it is his size, but I also think. I think I saw some kind of like behind the scenes thing, and like he has somebody's old bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. Like it's like every time I die's old bus or something like that. And yeah, he like that's how he's making towns is on a bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Big Show, the big bus.
Got a road case for his Xbox or PlayStation.
Dean and Seth teasing the Shield reunion.
Yeah. First off,
yeah.
Since we are the Hounds of Merch,
right?
That fucking Jack Daniels ass Dean Ambrose shirt is one of the worst shirts that they put out.
You don't like Mean Dean?
That is the worst goddamn design play parody that anybody does. Like shitty new
right.
metal bands do it.
Yeah.
Motherfucking like tourism boards do it. You know what I'm saying? It'll be like right. Hollywood, California distilled. You know, like it sucks, dude. It is really the worst.
Right. Here's
and
my pitch.
They fucking did it.
Of course.
With
they
a professional
did.
Wrestler. They're starting to like they have like pretty good design teams.
Right.
Just get a kid from the Art Institute and pay him like $20,000. He'll be over the moon that he has a design job.
Right.
And then just let him fucking put out great stuff.
Right.
It's that they have that thing where you know that they can do better and they just kind of box themselves in. It's the same way like how they've just recently they kind of like gave a facelift and I like this idea of maybe like yearly changing up like the theme songs and stuff and it's all just new metal garbage again.
Right.
It's the same shit that like
right.
It's just updated saliva and stuff that, like, they've been doing since, like, the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously credit them for keeping that type of music alive today.
100%. 100%.
They can evolve and they can, like, you know, progress.
I mean, yeah, especially when you see, like, Aleister Black, who we'll talk about later, his theme, like, they, CFOs crushed it. They got the singer from Incendiary
yeah.
to be on it.
It's probably the best theme out there.
Great song.
Yeah.
And then you have... their intro, yeah, like to all of their products is Hot Topic music.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Which, I mean, I'm sure the people in the Facebook group love.
Oh, yeah.
They don't like Radiohead. They like.
They love this stuff.
They like, what are they called?
Stained.
Stained.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud.
Gonna go back to Saliva.
New In Flames. okay. Here's my pitch for Dean Ambrose's shirt. Mean Dean, and then have just a picture of him with like a Mean Gene mustache.
Right.
Holding a microphone. And it's Mean Dean. Mean Dean Ambrose. That's it.
I'd be okay with that.
Done.
I mean, I wouldn't wear it.
And then also make him a
firstly, because it's a Dean Ambrose shirt, but...
I would wear it and then be ashamed that I own it.
I would say mine would be for Dean Ambrose. It would be... I'm going to go on Mean Dean. Mm-hmm. And it should be Mean Dean's Hickory Smoked Baked Beans. And it's a can of, like, Heinz beans. Right. And then it's got, like, his face on it.
And then, yeah, then he can open up a can of beans on you.
Boom.
There it is.
Dean Beans.
Book it.
See how easy that is?
Dean Beans.
That one's for free.
Have you had your Dean Beans yet?
Yeah. Well, magical I'm about fruit. To give them to you. And then, yeah.
So him and Seth teasing a S.H.I.E.L.D. reunion, which I assume is going to happen next week when it's Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Miz and the Miztourage.
Right.
Because they're mismatched.
Which is great.
Right. The Miztourage?
Yes.
Yes.
Miz is the best heel they have right now.
He really is.
And I am always rooting for Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
Right.
So this is great.
Yeah. I didn't expect to ever see them
on
anything other than like main event.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
It's crazy because a few months ago they had in Minneapolis, they had Curtis Axel come out after not being on there for forever.
Right.
And he cut a mean ass promo to all the Norskis up there. And he was like, skull. And everybody was on top of it. And then he got his ass whooped by somebody. I don't remember who it was, but
the one on the Titus brand.
Yeah, it might have been a mid-carder. This was before that, but it was either way. Or it might have been somebody huge, like
Apollo
a big
Cruz,
giant guy.
Oh, okay.
But he lost anyway. And it was like he had everything, like the whole crowd in the palm of his hand. And then they just took everything out from under him in a moment. It was seriously like in one segment in between commercials, he was like on fire and then he was just gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Especially, I mean, there's got to be all kinds of weird shit with like those legacy guys, depending on how the McMahons feel about your family.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they feel about the Hennigs. I don't know how they feel about the Rotundas, but if Bray's treatment is any indicator, not good.
No. And then, hey, you know, not to skip ahead, but we're going to have to see what happens with old, you know, what the hell is Jason Jordan?
Oh, right.
Because he's got a dad.
That's the...
In the business.
Yeah. Now he's a second generation wrestler.
If you didn't know...
Which we'll get. Yeah, that's the last item on here because it's, I think, the biggest news. But
it is kind of weird with those legacy guys because every so often, like, one of them, like, there was that whole team legacy.
Right.
And none of them around now? Is that right?
Right. Was Orton involved in that?
I think he was for a bit and then he, like, split off.
Right.
He's the only one. Right. And the other guys, pretty good guys. Nothing. Cody Rhodes... Ted DiBiase Jr.
Right.
Is it Jr.?
I'm not sure.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not a wrestler anymore.
Right. So just to stick on Seth for one second, we talk about gimmicks here. He doesn't. Okay, I have a 2-part question for everybody listening and for Phil and for Zig.
Zig, listen up.
What? Okay. So Rollins. First question is, what is Rollins' gimmick? Second question is, what is a gimmick? Because a gimmick is, right, like, oh, I'm an Undertaker, or I'm an IRS agent, or I'm a...
I think it's something that you can explain in one sentence.
Right.
And
so, but then that being the case, what is anybody's... Like, can you do that for anybody, really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to throw them at me,
I'm
sure.
Gonna throw them at
I had one ready to go, but...
Who?
Elias Sampson.
Right.
He's a drifting guitar player that shits on every city that he's in.
Great.
That's it.
Right. And that's a gimmick, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think about Seth Rollins, like what could his gimmick be?
I don't know. And the thing is I think he's just, I kind of just think he's himself right now.
Right.
And it's not great. And one of the things that really pulls me out of it is because he's like himself, he's like, you know, we've been up and down the road, but dude, you know, like yeah. the dude thing. Yeah. And like, I mean, he's yeah. from Ohio. Like, okay, fine. But like, that takes me out of it. Right. You know what I mean?
Well, I think because you and I came up in the hardcore
yep.
music scenes yep. in our respective cities. So mm-hmm. we know who Seth Rollins is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've met a million Seth Rollinses.
Yes.
Yeah. Great guys.
Yeah.
All the Seth Rollinses I've met have been great guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that kind of meathead, metalhead
yeah.
gym dude.
Yeah.
And whatever, make that. Fuck it. Make him like a big metalhead dummy.
Yeah.
Go for it. But something.
But he's also on a longboard or something?
He's on a longboard.
Like down the ramp.
Yeah. Yeah. And he wants to talk to you about men's rights.
It's... Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That took a turn.
Well. All right. Moving on from that. Alexa Bliss versus Bayley. Alexa Bliss breaking comedians and wrestling podcast rules, wrestling in a shirt.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would that be? I guess just to sell t-shirts, right? They're like, yeah. you have to sell t-shirts.
Maybe she has a sunburn. Yeah. And yeah, or you got to sell t-shirts. Yeah.
I'm going to use this to segue into just for a second to talk about the Mae Young Classic because
yeah.
we're talking about women's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Have they shown, I've only seen one
and
match.
And men's rights.
And men's rights. I'm a huge MRA. So I only saw one match in the Mae Young Classic. It was, what's her face?
Well, that was the qualifying.
It was qualifier.
Yeah.
I'm not super impressed with the female talents outside of NXT and WWE right now mm-hmm. from what I've seen. I mean, obviously there's a couple like stars
right.
that are like very good that I haven't seen
yeah.
yet, but those two girls were, or those two women were from Ring of Honor.
Right.
And they were doing that like TNA like style, like
yeah.
hesitant, right. like setting up spots like from yeah. a fucking mile away.
Yeah.
And it just because the product is so good in NXT,
right.
it stood out in like it such is, a stark comparison.
Yeah.
That being said, with the women in the main roster, I like the what's happening with Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax,
mm-hmm.
more, there needs to be more
yeah.
teams and stables.
Yeah.
I just can't get behind. Like, I feel like the longer we go, Bayley, even Bayley and Sasha Banks feel like part of the old
Divas thing. Yeah. Well, they've really, I will say the one exception is Candice LeRae outside of mm-hmm. but she's now an NXT person, I guess. But mm-hmm. Candice LeRae is legit.
Yeah.
She's awesome. I want her to. She's going to be my pick, I think.
To win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's crazy. But
that's Joey Ryan's
tag team partner and Johnny Gargano's wife.
Right.
Dig deep. I only know that because of PWG.
Right.
Which is also, I guess, a deep cut, or could be.
I mean, it could be for the marks
yeah.
listening.
Yeah. But no, you're right. And it's one of those things where I feel like they kind of just get back into a comfort zone because that's like the safe space of like, well, we've done this for years, so we
right.
might as well make it a little like, let's make them catty.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? Because
right.
like they still do like they won't totally get out of the box of that, like with both feet. They have sassy theme music.
Right.
There's like three girls that have like music that isn't like that.
Right.
You know? And every so often they just get back into that kind of like catty arguing thing to the point where just a few weeks ago they were like cat fighting, like when
right.
Sasha Banks came back and
right.
they were like pulling each other's hair and shit and rolling around. I don't think they're going to totally go revert back to that.
Right.
I think they're just kind of like in a lull of not knowing what to fully do
mm-hmm.
while also like alienating something that they know. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah, not to, well, like I said, I don't want to jump too far into NXT. It's just, the women's wrestling in NXT is just so far superior to what's going on in the main roster.
It's great.
I mean, you got people doing stunners off the top rope.
yeah.
Suplexing people through tables. It's just not
yeah,
the same.
It's great. It's really good. And they've really, you know, just pulled it out.
Yeah.
Like they're really good.
For sure.
In NXT.
So the Revival finally made their debut, or re-debut, rather, against the Hardys.
Yeah.
I guess, are we pushing further toward the Hardys just going to keep losing and then they're going to break?
I imagine that's what it is. It has, I don't see it any other way than, if it's not that, then Matt Hardy just gets hit on the head or something and then it just happens. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone should throw like a little
coconut?
Like a coconut.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was holding, a coconut. No, yeah. I was thinking like one of those plastic baseball caps with ice cream in it.
Uh-huh.
And just wing one of those from the audience.
Yeah.
Hit him in the head.
So up at the vending...
Right, you get a little Braun Strowman head.
Vending place, they have baseball helmets filled with ice cream. Oh, Braun Strowman heads.
You get a little Braun Strowman head filled with ice cream for the kids. Wing that. Look, like I'm not a creative. Don't get on my back. I'm just throwing out.
Monkey brains. But it's wrestlers.
Right.
Like Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I mean, what else can be said about the Revival? I'm glad that they're wrestling again.
It's kind of one of those things where they are... they say it all the time, but they are like a throwback type of thing. So every so often when like these guys or when like guys get called up, I'm not sure if it totally like translates all the time. Mm-hmm. And it seems weird to me that they're doing things, especially like WWE style things. That's like how I feel about Finn Balor and Nakamura. Like it's weird for them to be tangled up like in stuff like Elias Sampson and Dolph Ziggler. Like, it just seems weird.
Because they were just pure wrestlers?
Yeah. Before that. And it's, I think, you know, given NXT's, like, presentation and even New Japan's, which I don't totally watch that much, it's more, like, sporting. And, like, there isn't, it shaves away all of the kind of drama stuff and plotty stuff.
Yes. So, speaking of sporting... I'm going to use this opportunity to segue into this. The Mayweather-McGregor press conferences. Have you watched any of them?
I watched a little bit of them, yeah.
So that, to me, like, so in, like, the cross-section between WWE, New Japan, and then, like, shoot sports, like, real boxing, is where, like, what you just said, how sporting it looks kind of becomes, like, a glaring difference, right?
Yeah.
So New Japan obviously takes more from... real sports in terms of their presentations.
The king of sports.
Right. And so watching these press conferences where McGregor is just off the cuff, lighting him up on the mic.
Yeah.
And then Mayweather appears almost stiff and scripted.
Yeah.
Like he's like the big cast of like boxing.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating to watch in that context. Like, they're obviously just hyping up the fight the way a wrestler would with their promos.
Yeah.
And I wish that they could incorporate that, like, Conor McGregor. Like, if you had someone like him in the WWE with his ability to talk and talk shit and make sense, it would change everything.
Like, it would.
I feel like he would be – he's one of the guys – we talked about it a couple weeks ago. Like, who could be a person to elevate wrestling to the next level?
It's well, they also did that with that the G1 thing in New Japan. Like, they did a press conference, and it looked cheap as shit, and it worked.
Yeah.
And it, like, the guys are just up there talking. Like, Tama Tonga's, if you saw his,
fuck you,
awesome,
he
was so good, And then you get somebody like Kenny Omega, like, I think he did one of those a year or two ago, and he was just shitting on everybody, too.
Yeah,
it's great,
yes. And they can curse, which helps.
Yeah. And, well, you know, it's there are stakes.
Right.
Where, you know, oftentimes it doesn't I think they have the idea that there are a lot of, like, they're presenting stakes. It's just a lot of times they don't totally – it just has this, like, there's always next year kind of a feel to it.
Right.
Like, the way that Bray Wyatt keeps losing. I mean, he's kind of – it seems like he's on an uptick, but – It's like, well, how am I supposed to take this seriously if he just always loses?
Right, exactly.
And it's so, like, there aren't any stakes. So he can go out there and say that he's going to haunt someone's dreams and he's a demon and a god and all this other stuff. But in the end of the day, he crawls into a wrestling ring and he looks like a doofus. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the and then when they do it, they sort of, like, they foist upon us the stakes. Like, with the women's... Yeah. the making history. Like they shove it down your throat. Yeah. These are stakes. These are
you gotta have it painted for you instead of, like they're showing, but they're telling way more.
Right, exactly. But yeah, no, I just if there could somehow be Phil's pouring his cold brew. I think if there could somehow be a hybridization going forward.
Yeah.
Of
I should say that this is also like these are good problems to have.
Yes.
And this is a good they're doing great and they're really knocking it out of the park. It still like boggles my mind. I have a couple of friends that work there and friends that have worked there in the past. And it's just the schedules that they're on and the deadlines and everything that they do. It's one of the reasons why I love it so much.
Right.
It's just because it is like a truly unique thing and it's hard to pull off. But yeah, they're pointed in the right direction. I just don't think that the train's going fast enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So moving on, we got Finn. Well, yeah, Finn versus Elias. I guess. Yeah, man. If you would have told me a year ago that I would have been an Elias Sampson fan,
man, oh man,
I would have kicked you in the fucking mouth.
Right in the mouth. Yeah. Okay.
Black mass. Right in the mouth.
Yeah, he's great. He's one of my
favorites. What the fuck? I mean, he's got it nailed.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out, sing shitty.
Yeah.
Talk shit. He said, what was it? They were in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
He's like, the music here sucks.
Yeah.
Dude. The people are ugly.
He's one of the best things on their show right now.
Yeah.
He's
looks great.
Yeah.
Phenomenal shape.
He's like, to me, he's like Macho Man 2.0.
Yeah. Without the...
the voice or the hair.
And the Coke problem.
And the Coke problem.
Right. I mean,
well,
he may
will
have,
tell.
Yeah. Who knows? That you don't dress like that and not have a Coke problem.
Yeah.
There's only so many black tank tops you can own before you're doing Coke all the time.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. And then I guess, we moved on from, Bray and Seth.
Yeah. Wonderful guitar shot, though.
Oh,
I don't want to gloss
Jeff Jarrett,
over that.
Jeff Jarrett-esque.
Yeah. Slap nuts.
Slap nuts.
Yeah.
What was Slap Nuts?
That was Jeff Jarrett's thing.
Is that what he would?
Oh, yeah. I don't think he did it. I'm not sure if he did it in WWF, but when he was in WCW, he would call people Slap Nuts.
I love it.
And there was, I went to high school in Montana, in Billings, Montana. Big Sky country. And there was one Nitro that went there. It was the only live wrestling show I ever went to when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I got a Jeff Jarrett Slap Nuts t-shirt, and it said something like "Listen up" on the front, and on the back it said "Slap Nuts" on a guitar, because that was like he said "Listen up, Slap Nuts." That was
the
thing.
Oh man,
it is the shittiest. I don't have the shirt. I don't know where the shirt is.
Yeah.
But it is this. It's I can hear it echoing in my head.
Yeah.
His voice saying it.
Well, guess what? Comedians of Wrestling Facebook page members, y'all are Slap Nuts now.
Ooh,
Slap Nuts. so I guess we're moving on from Seth and Bray, since he won clean. Now it's Bray and Finn are going to feud.
Yeah.
We'll see where that goes.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
That's another thing, though. It just seems weird that Finn Balor's in this.
Right.
But no, I'm up for this. I like it.
Yeah,
I don't like the idea of Bray losing again. Right. I want him to murder everybody.
Yeah.
And just stay that way.
Yeah. Well, he's like Timmy because like my favorite football team is the Eagles, right? But it's so hard to root for the Eagles because they lose all the time.
Right.
But I want them to win every Super Bowl.
Yeah.
From now until forever.
Yeah.
So I, you know.
You want to keep that subterranean courthouse busy.
Exactly. Hey, man. It's when you're dealing with true sports fans.
Yeah.
You got to have a on-site jail to put them when they get so into the sport.
It's like Disney.
Right. Exactly. It's
Disney
just like,
jail, Eagles jail.
Right. Bingo. Jason Jordan. This is a very attitude era angle.
Yeah.
Angle.
Yeah.
Who's the mother? Did he say?
Here. I have it right here because I wrote down the whole thing that he said because it was exactly how people talk.
Right.
When I was at Clarendon University, I dated a young lady. We dated for a while, then we stopped dating. That was it. Have you ever talked about one of your ex-girlfriends like that?
That's when you have something to hide. Like, he basically, like, yada yada'd it. He was like, we dated for a while, then we stopped dating.
Alex.
Hey, what's up?
Don't look over there. Oh, my God, I can't believe she's here.
Who is it?
It's this girl.
I dated her in college.
Oh, an ex?
But we dated for a while, but then we stopped dating.
Oh, okay. That sounds like it's wrapped up then.
Yeah. We should get out of here.
Okay.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, no.
But also, the meat and potatoes of it, the thing was, is I feel like this was something that they were building and they weren't necessarily sure where they were going to go with it.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't think they addressed it for a while, and then it came back.
Right.
And it was like, I'm sure that this story probably was supposed to be more and covered more in the past. And maybe it just got cut for time every time. Because like by the time it was revealed, it was such like a non thing,
right?
That like it just whatever it was just like underwhelming.
Well, he came out to no pop,
yeah,
at all,
yeah. And then I mean, I don't know. I think like they've been doing old ideas and pulling them off pretty well with like a new twist, but this one was just kind of like, I don't know where they're going to go. What I really wanted to happen. First off, kudos for Kurt Angle crying.
Whoa.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
He really sold that.
Yeah.
That made it count.
Yeah. No, and, for sure. I was really impressed with, for somebody who is like really wooden.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
But I think just, he came out to no pop and then they just kind of like raised their hands and then they hugged and it was over. I imagine it got cut for time.
Right.
But that was like, if there's a payoff, I feel like there should have been a little bit more because it wasn't like as earth shattering as they were making it sound. I wish they would have said something afterward, but then the way that I would have done it, they're hugging their, Jason Jordan just kicks him in the back.
Right. Something
that would have been so awesome.
Like, now you want to be a part of my life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you at SummerSlam, fuckface. How badass would that have been?
Yeah.
Battle of the singlets.
Yeah.
And maybe he's like the guy that retires Kurt Angle.
Wow.
I think he's got like another year in him, but I mean, I know that Angle can wrestle again.
Right.
But I mean, how about that? How about it? That would shine up Jordan real nice.
Oh yeah.
And Angle gets to be back in the ring and everybody loves it. And everybody's going to be rooting for him.
Right.
Because he's like the dad that fucked up and now like here it is. I mean,
maybe they'll go that route. Maybe they'll go that route because right now, like they have to go somewhere with it. There's no way that this whole thing was now it's canon that Jason Jordan is Angle's son and that's it. That's all we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
So they have to do something else.
Yeah. I would imagine just because, however, Zig, how much time is there till SummerSlam? Do you know?
You don't know this off the top of your head?
I don't know this.
Now.
Oh, you should know it on the top of your head, Zig, but I shouldn't. But I feel like maybe they just got to like string this along for a bit and then he'll turn on him with like a 3-week build.
August 20th.
So that's a month out.
Nice.
So probably they'll do two Raws where it's like everything's great.
Right.
Or you could, if you don't turn him, which, again, I would, I imagine everybody gets mad at Kurt Angle because he gives Jason Jordan opportunities or he bolts.
That's another way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of a complicated, dumb, like, coach's son thing that I don't think would really work.
Right.
Whereas an evil Jason Jordan, everybody loves a Kurt Angle's back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's pretty much the easiest thing that you could do that would really work.
Yeah, and I mean, I would be surprised if they didn't do something like that, but I also would not be surprised if they fucked it up entirely. And then the final thing on Raw, Roman versus Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, Roman, he was over as fuck in Tennessee. When he was building up that Superman punch, people were standing and cheering.
Yeah.
He's finally, I think, starting to like shake the whole we're going to boo Roman because we're smarks and we're slap nuts. So him and Joe, I just want to address again, Arlen, you couldn't be more wrong.
Oh my God. I was salivating at that Joe promo before the match.
Yeah.
He's in that class with like AJ Styles, Austin Aries, rest in peace.
Because
he's now dead to us, because we're not going to watch anything else that he's going to be on, unfortunately. And maybe there's like a couple more. Bobby Roode.
Right.
They're that older class where they're the hybrid of like the old school and the new school.
Yes.
And it's just, you can feel that energy in their promos and the right. way that they like just talk and they give things, they let things breathe
right.
and they really know how to construct it. And that promo is like exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. But if you ask, somebody like adjacent Arlen, ancillary Arlen,
ugh.
Who is operating from a position outside the realm of reason and logic,
mm-hmm.
they'll say, he's just snorting. He's just yelling. He's just
a lot of them out there.
And I mean, for God's sake, look at the work he's doing. And a lot of props go to Roman because that was a hell of a match. And they have to give the credit where it's due.
Yeah.
But I mean, to say, and this is going to be the nail in the coffin for this point, I think, to say that Joe is lacking, you're wrong. You're just wrong.
It's really dumb.
And I'm sorry.
And
but
also,
you're wrong.
The whole thing about the idea of the whole fat thing is really garbage.
Right.
The guy can go and
right.
he can move. And anybody that's calling him fat, I want to see him do one of those bicycle kicks or wrestle a 10-minute wrestling match.
Right.
He's fantastic. He's great. And
yes.
he's intimidating. I feel like if I saw him anywhere, I would be like, that's a big son of a bitch.
Yeah. And that's saying a lot. Because you you're 9 foot tall.
I am 9 feet tall.
297 pounds.
98. Now I just weighed this morning.
Okay. You're a big guy.
I'm a huge son of a bitch.
Right.
I really am.
And if you saw Samoa Joe.
Too big.
You wouldn't be like, hey, your haircut's stupid and you can't talk.
Yeah. You're dumb.
You're dumb.
What's the deal with those shorts?
Right.
I'd be like, those shorts are cool. Please don't kick me. Let's go hang out.
And then you crack open your LaCroix
yeah.
seltzer water. And
cheers.
You sip it. Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Braun comes back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love the image. I want to say stage picture, but like the image of him like holding Reigns just by like the collar of his
yeah,
just like a dead body.
Yeah, that garbage vest. That's like the only good reason that is, or that for him to have that.
Right.
I've seen other guys do that where like I think Brock Lesnar grabbed him by the vest too,
right.
and that's just a good. Use of that
yeah.
dumb thing.
It's a great visual.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. So we're recording on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So SmackDown hasn't happened yet.
No. Nope.
NXT.
Yes.
Better than SmackDown. Better than Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Better than 205 Live. Although I've never watched 205 Live.
I watch it. I haven't watched the last couple, but I really am giving it a shot, and I want it to succeed because
yeah.
I want those guys to succeed. I just wish that they wouldn't keep them in a box.
Right.
That's the only thing.
So my boy Aleister Black opens the show versus, is it Bobby Fish?
Yes.
Tell me about Bobby Fish.
Boy, oh boy. I popped huge for that because I didn't know it was happening. Bobby yeah. Fish is one of my favorite guys. He was in Ring of Honor, did New Japan. Does PWG also. As a solo guy, he's just like kind of like a strikery kind of kickboxer guy.
Right.
And he has a tag team called Red Dragon with Kyle O'Reilly, who I'm told is signing with NXT or already has.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just an awesome tag team. They're really, really good. I think he's had the U.S. belt in Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
And then just tag championships with Kyle O'Reilly. But he's great. I think the thing was always like, oh, no, he's too old to go to NXT or the main roster. Because I think he's like 36, 37 now.
Right.
He's awesome. He's
yeah.
great. I felt a little weird that he lost in his debut match.
Right.
But maybe there's this, you know, they'll put a story behind that. But
yeah.
I'm really happy he's there.
Yeah. Well,
I popped huge for that.
Yeah, they did. And they did that thing that NXT always does, which is why you need to be watching this product, is even though he lost, he looked strong
yep.
against someone like Black, who has just been literally kicking people to death
yep.
over the last 8 weeks.
Lots of deads.
lots of deads. And yeah, it's just a testament to the work. Like whoever is booking, I guess, it's not Triple H, right? Who books NXT?
I'm not sure.
Who the fuck knows? But the way they do it is just brilliant. If you're
yep.
going to lose, you look strong.
Yeah.
Unless you're just a jobber and you get your face kicked off.
Yeah.
But there was some discussion in the group about Aleister Black. I think my opinion is either you're into Aleister Black or you're wrong.
Yeah.
I can see where some people, I'm not going to name them again. Some people probably don't like Aleister Black because he's not ripped or he's, you know, just like a another crusty metal guy.
I think that attitude is where, well, what else do you want? Everybody to look like Lex Luger and then that's
what,
it?
What a great question. What do you want?
I don't understand what, I mean, because then they just have different haircuts.
Right.
And I don't know, they wear different shirts because I don't know what you want. When they signed him, that was the weirdest thing. I was like, I thought he was one of the most outside guys that they would sign just because of the way that he looks.
Yeah.
Not even like his physique, just like his entire look and persona seemed so far outside to me that but he's killing it.
Well,
he's great.
Yeah, he's really kind of, I hate this word, he's triggering these people who think that the WWE is like part of like the evil, like the fact that he's satanic, like openly, there are people online who already think that the A in Raw is the all-seeing eye for the Illuminati, and there's this whole, like...
What?
Oh, yes, Phil. People who watch wrestling are not, in general, bright people. Okay? So you got people who are...
I mean,
in general,
you're not wrong.
I'm speaking about generalities here, okay? There's people like me and you, and like Dan, and Zig, and then there's people like the Comedians Wrestling podcast Facebook page.
Yeah.
Who think that the Illuminati is involved.
Yeah.
And so they see someone like Aleister Black, who is literally and obviously satanic, and they're like, it confirms for them, like they're pushing a satanic agenda.
That's strange.
And this is, yeah, but they believe
totally,
it with their heart of hearts.
That's totally understandable to me that somebody would believe that.
Which I love. Keep doing that and keep making people think that,
oh my God,
there's a new world order coming.
<great. laughs> Yeah. But they have to be, a trained professional wrestler is the sign.
Right. We're gonna identify these guys when they're 13.
Yeah.
Teach them how to be martial artists,
mm-hmm.
and then
work their way up. Travel the globe, and then work their way up to a televised wrestling show.
To enslave humanity under a one world government.
Yeah.
That's what they think. What else? Oh, Velveteen Dream. Mm-hmm. This is a guy. Look, if you're not watching NXT, get on it. Watch Velveteen Dream. He's another guy who gets it. Like, to be a heel.
Yeah.
Like, is just so arrogant in such a funny way.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out, and I forget her name, the one ring announcer, or the one backstage announcer.
Yeah.
Tells her that he doesn't have any change.
That tells you that they don't count, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I don't have any change.
Yeah.
Thinks she's like a homeless person.
It's great.
He's like that weird, kind of like ambiguous thing that pisses them off.
I really feel like he's great. I really like him. I think the neck beardy like NXT crowd is really helping that along because they get it. But he is like one of those things where I don't think it's going to work on the main roster, and it's probably going to make people mad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could totally see him being a jobber. Without any much effort at all.
Yeah.
Did you see that little vignette for the Street Profits?
Yeah. What is that?
I think they're going to get over huge.
What is it? I don't.
They're a tag team, and they're sort of like their gimmick is like they're like sort of like Vine
like
or like YouTube
stars.
YouTube stars. Yeah. And they're funny, and it's going to fucking get over.
I guess they would be world star guys, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what they are. Like,
that's
like
crazy.
Instagram, like little videos and stuff like that. But it's smart because they're going to utilize, like, over the last, like, during the dark period of the Ruthless Aggression era,
mm-hmm.
People were building up their brands online. The Young Bucks are a perfect example of that. And so they're utilizing that sort of that mechanism of like they're going to probably be putting out little videos. And
yeah,
it's going to be great.
Right.
I'm just going to put my pin in that now.
Okay.
That it's going to be good.
All right.
If they can work.
I'm going to wait and see on this.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I just don't want it to be racist.
Well, I mean, there's a 90% chance it will be.
I mean, I think the video came on. I was like, but we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they're.
I'll hold my breath for now.
As long as they're not. As long as what they're doing is like an amplification of who they actually are.
Sure.
And
yeah.
not just.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Heavy Machinery and Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
That's another one, man. Like the Heavy Machinery out of nowhere. This guy, Otis Dozovich, is he was an amateur wrestler as well. And they brought him in. Tucker Knight.
Yeah.
He, to me, is like a better Big Cass.
Yeah. Well, he's been around.
Yeah.
And he was some, like, nothing ever stuck with him, and he was kind of, like, annoying.
Oh, I remember him, yeah.
I think he's doing good.
Yeah.
I think he's doing great. Yeah. Sometimes that's, like, just like Jason Jordan. It just, sometimes it just needs a tag partner, and that's not necessarily a knock.
Right.
On the guy, the singular guy, but sometimes it's just, like, a tag partner that just, it just works.
Right.
And then it just goes. You
yeah,
know?
And it makes total sense to do that, to, like, we're going to have these two people get each other over, and then eventually then you have a built-in launching pad for when they turn on each other.
Right. And it's another good testament to NXT because the crowd's a little bit smarter. When somebody comes out and they have, like, a new gimmick,
right?
It's not always just shit upon like the Tensai thing was.
Right.
Like, people give things a chance.
Right.
That's why Bray Wyatt worked after Husky Harris.
Right.
And then, yeah, even that Tucker Knight, like, he's another, you know, big, like, example of that.
Right.
And it happens. Like, that Alexander Wolf, Insanity.
Right.
Like, he was just, like, jobbing and, like, not doing anything, and then this just came up, and now he's great.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And I think that's another reason why NXT is so great, and I don't even want to say it's a pass. It's just, like, everybody's on board because they understand wrestling storytelling and they like it.
Right.
Whereas I think on the main roster, like, when Bray Wyatt debuted, the crowd was chanting Husky Harris at him. But he'd been in NXT doing that for, like, a year.
Right. Wait, so. did he go from Husky Harris back down to NXT?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that was...
What a journey that guy's had then.
Yeah. It's one of the, like, kind of better...
Yeah.
I don't know, stories of that.
For real.
Like, wrestlers and being characters and stuff.
Zygmunt, do we have any cash-ins today?
We do. We have one cash-in.
Oh. See, that's what I'm saying. Guys, there's 166 people in this group, two of which are me and Dan.
Yeah.
I've cashed in. Zig has cashed in. Get on the cash-ins.
Really get on the cash-ins.
It's really your chance to be part of the show.
166.
Yeah.
Zig, are you in the Facebook group?
Yeah.
That means 163 jabroniacs out there.
Right.
And jabronis.
Right.
Let's just say it right here. You know, call a spade a spade.
Slap nuts.
Call a slap nuts a slap nuts. That's cash in. You know, give some hot takes. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to be listening.
Yeah. And I mean, the only reason you wouldn't cash in with your opinion is that you know deep down in your soul that your opinion sucks.
It's a shitty opinion.
And you don't want it on the air.
Which
I get. I have shitty opinions.
Like what? Give me one.
I think peeps are better stale.
Well, peeps are garbage all around, so I'm still going to say that's a shitty opinion because you shouldn't be eating peeps.
Then mission accomplished. I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
There it is. So what is this? From Nick, who is it from?
Nick Tulo. Positive power positivity. I'll play it up
great.
Right now.
Okay.
Hey, new man. Ain't you Kofi Kingston? Didn't you used to be Jamaican? Nah, you was just Jafakin. What up? Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, it's your boy Nick Tulo coming to you live right now on the podcast, cashing in with the power of positivity, baby. Shout out to all the cow jabronis, the hounds of merch, and most importantly, the cow lick. Jack Mills, our reigning champion, Aaron Finerty, our Royal Rumble winner, both always keeping that live start hot. Gotta give a shout out to those two, and most importantly, to all my flavored seltzer water drinkers. Yeah, we keep it fresh. So fuck you, nasty, nonsensical Newman. All right, that wasn't too positive. But anyway, when Don and Kayfabe calls on the power of positivity, you got to bring it live. And not only do you bring it live, you bring a whole entire segment. So here are the power of positivity power packs of the week. Number one, this ISIS versus Arlen nonsensical Newman rivalry is exactly what makes wrestling so fucking awesome, baby. You can pick and choose what wrestlers you like and hate. You can defend them or rip them apart, however you choose. And there will always be a jabroni on the other end to contend your opinions. fucking Wetzel is literally the lone wolf fan of the lone wolf. But hell, do I respect that man for marking out for his guy. No matter how terrible his hair is, his wrestling, his mic skills, and his attire. Number two, AJ Styles is positively the perfect wrestler. That open title shot promo that he cut is exactly why he is the best wrestler in the biz right now. I could literally watch him and Cena just stand in the ring and just talk about each other's hair and muscles and whatever the hell they do. I don't give a fuck. That U.S. title is now relevant again in the WWE universe, and I love every single second of it, baby. Number three, wrestling is better with John Cena. You could say he sucks. You could say he's a loser. You could say he's part-time. I'll go to bat for this fucking guy all the time. He can be part-time, but every time he shows up, he wrestles. He's not like Brock Lesnar, Universal title holder, who just shows up and wrestles once and defends his title since WrestleMania. That shit don't fly for me. I don't like it. John Cena is the truth, always and forever. Those are my positive power packs of the week.
Well,
love you all.
I mean, I don't understand why I need to be said fuck you to.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
You know, I try to restrain myself, and I try to not lash out. I'm not a lash out kind of guy. Terrible Tulo. Big mistake, my friend.
Huge mistake.
Because now you're in the crosshairs of Nasty Newman. What are you doing here?
Yeah.
You don't belong here. You belong in Arlen's Isle with the seltzer water and the bullshit opinions and fucking Kotaku or wherever the fuck he works. making anime memes.
God.
And, you know, waifu fucking pillows with chicks on them. I mean, this
is
the realm.
How much time do we have?
This is the realm that we're in.
Yeah, that's terrible. Just like last week or 2 weeks ago when I went to that New Japan show here in Long Beach, seriously, my worst nightmare in the same building was a motherfucking anime convention and New Japan.
Oh.
I'm told that they're both like the same parent company or something.
Oh, interesting.
But if there is a worse place for me to walk into, it's that. Like, I don't think there is a worse place. That, I mean, anime fans and motherfucking, like, pro wrestling, like, super marks.
Yeah.
The worst. The worst. Like.
And right in the middle of that Venn diagram is Arlen.
Yeah. Right in the middle is Arlen.
Boom.
And he is just the sweet spot of just terrible fandom.
I mean, he made, if you're on the Facebook group, you can see it. He photoshopped, poorly I might add, my face onto Samoa Joe's face. First of all, way better hairline than me, so thanks for the upgrade. Second of all, stay in your lane, Arlen. Let the comedians of wrestling do the comedy of wrestling.
And I will say this, because he's probably going to be like, this guy isn't even on my radar. Oh, I'm on your radar, friend. How about it? Because I've been listening, and he has some garbage-ass opinions.
Man, put him on the curb, Arlen, because that's where they belong. Put him on the curb on Tuesday night and Thursday night, because that's when the trash truck comes. Going to put him in there, going to sort your opinions for recycling.
Bi-weekly trash. You don't even rinse that shit either. You just throw it right in there.
No.
Buffalo wings in your plastic container, you just throw it right in there, recycling. Don't even care about Mother Earth. Probably doesn't.
You're LaCroix.
Isis Arlen.
Yeah.
Your fucking monkey bars in the background of your bullshit-ass promo videos. Guys in ski masks doing that shit. Garbage. Go back to your waifu.
Go back to the pillows. Go back to your super kawaii, giving the victory sign with your hands like a motherfucking Mario at the end of the game. Because this ain't a game. This is comedians of wrestling. This is Nasty Newman. And I think we're just going to sign off. Look, rate and subscribe. rate, oh, yeah, and fucking subscribe.
5 stars.
5-star podcast deserves 5-star reviews. Cash in with some opinions. Even if you want to go on some 3-minute positivity diatribe like Terrible Tulo.
How deep is that mailbox, Zig?
Right now, it's clear. We're done. That's
How many gigs of
hot takes?
Of hot takes can we have?
How long can you cut a promo for? Which is not an open invitation to max out that timer, right, by the way.
I'd say if you want to keep it under a tight 2, that'd be great, but we have 15 gigs worth of space that we can fill up.
Great, Scott.
That's a lot.
15 gigs of garbage opinions from a bunch of neckbeards on their web browsers trying to dig deep.
Shove straight down your throat every week.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to get. Look, this has been fun. Next week, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe we'll be here again. After that, Dan's back from Italy or wherever shitty country he went to. Just kidding. He's on his honeymoon, I think, which is lovely.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So that's it. Get your opinions in check. This is Nasty Newman. Phil, how about it? The Elite Del Costello.
How about it?
How about it? Kisses.
Kisses.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.